What is going on, everyone? Happy New Year. It is unique here. Happy New Year, you guys. We're in it. We're deep in the new year. Let me make sure that my notifications are on silent, because I want to go in, you know, fully and prepared and professional. But this is my show, so yeah. Oh, look at me rhyming. I don't know why my computer just wants to make noise. I guess the fan. Y'all hear that? The fan just wants to be on right now when it doesn't even turn on a regular day. But I guess because I'm doing an episode, it wants to. Okay, so this episode is happening when there's literally a coup happening. I think that's how you say it, a coup or cope. No, it's a coup. It's a coup. Yeah, it's, wow. It's, yeah. It's some real shit happening right now, y'all. Like, my black and brown people, stay safe. Do not try to, and the people who support us with the Black Lives Matter movement and just support us with, you know, just for justice. Do not fight against the Trump supporters. Do not go out there and try to protest against them, because they are fools. They are reckless. We cannot fight with a dummy. It's wild right now. It is insane. And this is how we're starting 21. I mean, we started 21 with greatness, with, you know, the Democrats rule the Senate and the House. So that's awesome. Shout out to, what was the guy name? This is a black man who won. But yeah, it is really, it's wild right now. And this makes no sense. First of all, how is it easy for them to just get into the Capitol? I remember I also saw a tweet that said, this one person said they lived in D.C. They live in D.C. They're a resident in D.C. Government buildings are hard to get into. So, yeah, we're just going to keep it at that. Government buildings are hard to get into. So there's, of course, these people, they just let them get in here. If they wanted this to be stopped, they would have done something about it already. They aren't doing anything. Like, I think I've heard about the national security being called finally. But this is just ridiculous compared to how police and national security, the National Guard and stuff being called when we were protesting for justice. When we were protesting for justice. It literally makes no sense whatsoever. This is just, it's embarrassing. The fact that you let these, I don't even want to call them people. They're just, animals. I don't even want to call them animals, because it would just be a disrespect to an animal. You know, dirty, whatever they are. To just march in the Capitol and act a damn fool and terrorize and vandal and break windows. I heard Fox News is something else. They said, unlike the Black Lives Matter protesters, they didn't vandalize. What? They broke into the Capitol. How is that a comparison? What? Oh my gosh. So yeah, like, let's stay safe, you guys. This is really how the year is starting. My prayers go out to the people who are working in the janitorial service at the Capitol, the black and brown people, the people who are essential workers, you know, delivering food in DC right now. And there are some protests already happening around different cities. I saw in LA, there were some BLM protesters fighting with Trump supporters. Let's not fight with them, you guys. Let them just fight with themselves, because it's just wild. I think there was a protest in New York, but I think it was a peaceful protest, you know, them saying, like, you know, Pence has to go. It wasn't anything crazy. But this is just wild. You know, we're starting the year off wild. We had some good news, and then we got this. So, yeah, we got a continuation. And this decade has been an eye-opening decade. You know, we started with 2020, March, heavy with the COVID. And then, you know, unrest, justice needs to be served. We are tired, just tired, sick and tired. But, yeah, it's, I feel like this is just, like, the beginning or whatever. Unfortunately, it is. We have to, you know, be aware. But I definitely want us to be safe out here and protect ourselves, you know, protect our peace, protect your mind, protect your soul, protect your, you know, your babies, your animals. You know, it's unfortunate right now that these kids have to see this on television right now. They're seeing this. Like, what kind of example? Like, this makes no sense whatsoever. No sense whatsoever. And it's unfortunate. It is really unfortunate. And I heard over the news that they said this is not America. America is just filled with, you know, we do have hate. We do have shit that happened in the 60s and the 50s and the 40s, racism and stuff like that, and people just being upset because of us, like, black and brown people going to school and all this stuff. So this has always been America, unfortunately. And then this is, like, literally lifting the rug so we can really see. You know, 2020 is all about seeing clearly, and this decade is literally about seeing clearly. And yeah, we got a strong, intense decade on our hands, and we just have to take it, you know, day by day, each step of the way. And we have to also be able to learn how to step back and focus on ourselves, focus on our mind and stuff, because this is a really intense day for us. So we're gonna take a break, and then I'm gonna come back and tell you why I'm also kind of upset about something else. But yeah, we'll be right back. Okay, you guys, I am back. We all know that we got approved for this bill, you know. I mean, it's something, hey, you know what I mean? You gotta be grateful for something. And we, there's a stimulus check coming, right? There's a stimulus check coming. And I have a word to pick. I have a word to say, or something to say, with IRS, TurboTax, and H&R Block. Well, not H&R Block anymore, because they decided they were going to fix things. So here's the thing. You know, we got approved for this bill. They decided to sign it off, and then Trump decided, like, no, that's too little. We need $2,000. American people needs $2,000 for a stimulus check. As much as that's, as great as that sounds, it's not going to happen. It didn't happen when he was, you know, in office, because he literally wanted to, I sound like a political podcaster right now. Look at me, just sounding great. But no, he literally did that just to, you know, make it seem like he cared about the people, which he doesn't. And he literally delayed, you know what I mean? He delayed things. And it was unfortunate. So he finally signed it or whatever, and then they agreed on the $600 stimulus check. So apparently half of the people got their stimulus check. Half of us didn't. And I am a part of the bunch who didn't. And so you guys are going to hear me rant. But I mean, it would be nice. You know what I mean? Who doesn't like, I know most of us like $600. What's that? I know we all said, I did it too. And I'm just like, yo, they wild. I also didn't realized that they were, you know, they finally agreed on this. I was like, oh, great, that's great. Because I wasn't really paying attention to it. And I was like, oh, this is awesome. Finally, money into our accounts. They agreed on the $600. So half of the people got their money. Half of us didn't. And I'm part of the half of those didn't. Because they sent the money to the tax companies. And these tax companies are TurboTax and H&R Block. And I think there is another one too, but I'm not sure. And there is a IRS also had this thing where you could basically get my payment, where you could see when your payment will be released. The Get My Payment tool says status not available. Either we're working on it or you're not eligible for payment. I'm like, since when did I make $75,000 by the end of 2020? Like, most of 2020, I was unemployed. Like, you know what I mean? I had acting gigs here and there, but it wasn't like intense because of COVID, you know what I mean? So I'm just like, I damn sure didn't make 75K. It would have been awesome, but this is wild. So then I went to Twitter. Twitter is like the new find out about anything that's happening in the world. And a lot of people had the same message, and they're like, yo, this is wild, because I got my stimulus before, you know, earlier in the year, in 2020. And come to find out, when you know, you're searching and stuff, you find out that it's linked to H&R Block. Or some people also, like, it said that their deposit will be deposited into this bank account. And people were like, wait, that's not my bank account. So it deposited into an H&R Block bank account, and then H&R Block has to send it back. And then I found out that this shit was happening with TurboTax customers too. And I was so pissed. I'm just like, yo, I file my taxes with TurboTax all the time. I've never, you know, filed them with anyone else. But this year, I'm definitely going to file it with H&R Block, because the way TurboTax responded to this was disrespectful. They literally took no blame. They basically said, like, we have no control. You have to check IRS, get my payment plan, and, you know, basically contact them if you have any, like, questions or concerns. I'm just like, they sent you guys the money. But H&R Block, the way they responded was like, hey, we do understand that this money has been sent to us. We are sending it out, direct deposit, as soon as possible. We're working on it now. That's what they did. TurboTax literally blamed IRS, which, I mean, IRS is to blame for a majority of it, but it's just like, yo, this is wow. And it's like, okay, we finally got the money, and then now we still got to deal with some extra stuff. You know what I mean? It's so ridiculous. This is why I have to be wealthy, because just relying on the government for anything. And it's also just disrespectful, because when you owe the IRS any type of money, say for example $5 or anything, I remember I had owed IRS something way back in the day, because someone has stole my identity when I was graduating high school. So someone used my social security number to file taxes, and so they had asked me, they sent me a letter, like, when did this happen? They sent me a letter, yeah, when I was living out here. They were like, hey, you filed taxes, you owe us, like, I think it was like $98. I'm just like, wait, I didn't file taxes this year. This is when I was in high school. What? How did I? So then I was like, yo, someone stole my, you know, used my social security number. So then I did a full claim. They're like, okay, cool, this is your claim number and all this stuff. I did investigation, all that stuff, or whatever. They're like, okay, we're going to get down to it. So then they send me another letter saying, okay, you still owe $50. I'm like, how do I still owe when someone stole my social security number and filed taxes or did whatever? I don't know what the whole thing was. So then I still had to continue filing a claim. And I'm thinking it's like finally, you know, done. They sent me a letter like, oh, you don't have to do anything, we got it all under control. I filed my taxes with TurboTax, right? They took out the damn fee that I owe. What? Like, yo, they are freaking, like, it's so annoying. It's like, what was the whole point of me filing a claim? You know what I mean? Doing an investigation. Like, why did you guys let this happen? Like, it made no sense. Also, another thing too, these companies, like, their websites, where is their security? Like, the cybersecurity. I also heard that By the way, this is just an episode of me ranting, by the way, where we're going to go back to, we're going to go back into, you know, staying focused, all that stuff, you know, going into the new year with that. But this is just a moment of me ranting. So with these big companies, like, where is their security? I saw a tweet that said, well, IRS said that, you know, if you get a text from blankety blank, it's not us, it's a fraud or whatever like that. Like, why are you guys, like, how is it so easy for you guys to get, like, hacked? Fraud. Like, this shouldn't even be happening. I heard in California, people are, like, frauding them with unemployment. Like, how is this so easy? Like, you guys need to have a better website, better security. And it's unfortunate that people have to get the tail of the stick because you guys don't have stronger security. You know what I mean? Like, what's going on? Why are you guys, why do you guys have, like, trash websites? Like, what is this? You know, but yeah, it's really unfortunate that half of us, like the rest of us, millions of people have to wait for our STEMI check when we have to file taxes, which is crazy because most of us, majority, a lot of people were unemployed. So it's like, what taxes? You know what I mean? So it's just unfortunate that we have to deal with another, like, basically fuck up from the government, and it's now on us, so now we have to wait for, like, our money. It's just wild. This, man, America's ghetto. It's ghetto. And it's, this is why I don't like to rely on anything, and this is why I need to be wealthy, because this is just, it's just wild. It's wild. Like, if I really had the means, I would be like, hey, the first 1,000 people, I would get, like, $600 if I had the money, you know what I mean? But yeah, it's just, it's ridiculous. It's really ridiculous. But yeah, so we're going to take another break, and that, I think I'm done ranting, you know, but yeah, we're going to go back to normal schedule. We're going to take another break and then get back into it, you guys. All right. Okay, welcome back. That was the last break of the day. I hope you guys had, like, a really awesome break, you know, drank some water, looked out the window dramatically with some music playing in the background. You know, that's how I take my breaks. But yeah. Okay, so we're in a new year. We're still going to do our tradition, which is joke of the day and fact of the day, or two facts of the day, or two jokes of the day. But yeah, so we're going to start off with the joke of the day. Okay, here we go. How did the barber win the race? I don't know, Unique. How did he win the race? He knew a shortcut. Yo, I'm so good. I need to be going on tour right now. Like, I need to be going on tour right now. Like, I'm talking like that because I watched The Bachelor. First of all, I don't watch The Bachelor at all. And this is my first time watching it because, like, oh, hey, it's, fine. You got, like, a black man as a bachelor, which is great. And then there's this, YouTuber I watch. She does reactions sometimes, and she's hilarious. So she did a reaction off of, sorry, I backed up. She did a reaction off of the episode of The Bachelor. It was wild. I was like, yo, this show is just a hot ass mess. It's crazy, guys. It's really wild. But yeah, so shout out to the beautiful people on that episode, and then shout out to, I guess, ugly people too. I don't know. But yeah, I don't understand why there was a girl who brought a vibrator on the set of The Bachelor. Like, what? Like, why would I want to see, like, her first impression? She brought a vibrator to Matt James is, like, The Bachelor, and she gives it, like, to him, but she then keeps it. I'm just like, what? Why do I want to see this on a first damn, like, date that I see you? Like, you know what I mean? What? Like, what is going through these girls' mind? But yeah, then there was another one. Her name was, like, Queen Elizabeth or something like that. Queen Victoria, whatever like that. And then they had her, like, for every, I don't know if you guys are familiar with The Bachelor. So they'll have, like, the name. They give them, like, a little bar thing underneath. They'll say that they'll have their name, and then they'll have, like, the job description of what they do, and then their age. I think their age and where they're from or where they live. So this girl, Victoria, they had, like, her job description was queen. I'm just like, queen of what? What the heck? And she was just so annoying throughout the episode. I'm like, I know her ass is going home. The last rose was for her. I was like, yo, this has to be for producers, like, to get views or whatever. I'm just like, yo, she, like, looks so tacky. Just looks so disheveled. And there was, like, so many beautiful women there that could have gotten a rose. And they didn't because Victoria got, like, I'm just like, what? Yeah, I'm like, okay, I guess. But we gonna see. We're going to see this episode. I mean, this season looks great. You know, I don't really follow up with the Bachelor stuff or the Bachelorette. But yeah, we're going to see. I'm going to watch it and see how wild it gets. I know it's going to be a hot mess. It's going to have drama. You know, TV always has to have drama. but yeah, so that was the joke of the day. Let's do another joke. Okay. Oh, this one's fun, you know. A little funny, a little COVID related a little bit. Not really, but why don't ants get sick? I don't know. Why don't ants get sick? Because they have little antibodies. Get it? I mean, it's really clever too because, you know, we're in the COVID, you know, era and we have to take an antibody test and, you know, it's just so clever. I like it. I like clever things. Do you guys like clever things? I like clever things. Speaking of clever things, that has nothing to do with me, but it does because I'm clever and dope. I decided to... Oh, how are you guys? How was y'all Christmas? My Christmas was cool. It was great. You know, in New York City, it's cold or whatever. So, yeah, it was cool. But New Year's Eve was great. It was great. It was fun. You know, very minimal. And yeah, I hope you guys had a really great, you know, Christmas and New Year's Eve. This was a very different Christmas and New Year's Eve for a lot of us. And this was a very different, you know, birthday and any type of holiday and celebration for the year 2020. It was just different for us. So I will give it up to us for being able to adapt and adjust and to still find joy and, like, laughter and, like, you know, being able to hug people where you feel, you know, feel like a safe or whatever like that. I would give it up to us, you know, for that because I think we did an amazing job. We could have done better for sure. I mean, we saw, you know, videos of places where ain't no COVID anymore in New Zealand and or whether other places, but you know, they're living life mask free, and I'm looking forward to that. So now we're in the vaccine run, and seeing how that goes. So far, I guess it's like 4.1 million people took the vaccine already. So yeah, I guess we're gonna see how that goes. I'm looking forward to hopefully having a better summer than the COVID summer, you know. So yeah, it's something. I know with, you know, a new year, people are like, new year, new me. But I think for me, I want to have this thing where, what is that? Sorry, I'm just looking out at something. It's like, oh, okay, it's my, like, tack. I want to, my biggest thing for this year is discipline and consistency. Discipline within myself, my career, and consistency with myself in my career. I am working on that heavy. So I decided, I was like, oh, I was going to go to the gym tonight. But with all the stuff that's going on tonight, I don't think, like, my head is just wants to go outside and go to the gym. So I'm going to go to the gym in the morning, you know, holding myself accountable. And yeah, I think I'm going to just do some workout in my room or whatever. So yeah. But yeah, going into this new year, find one thing you want to work on and have that be your, basically your through line for other things that you want to accomplish. Every year, well, at the end of every year, I like to do a vision board. So I didn't really do a vision board for 2020. I did one, but then I didn't really take it home with me because I was like house sitting or whatever. But I decided to do one and I have it up on my wall. And it's looking really beautiful. It's big, whatever. And I did a vision board. And I wrote down some goals. And my main thing is consistency and discipline. And it's I am looking forward to, you know, what I can offer myself when I discipline myself, when I am consistent with myself, with my career, with other people, you know what I mean? Having a stronger relationship, being around people who don't suck up my energy, who are, you know, in the right, like, step of moving forward. Like, you know what I mean? Just being around people who are great, you know, in life. So that's what I'm on right now. And yeah, I'm just looking forward to this path. And I know, you know, closing out 2020, we had this like assumption of just like, yeah, it's gonna be New Year's, gonna be great. Like, you know, we have to take an ease into, you know, 2021. Now that we're here, we have to understand that, you know, COVID is not going to be over. You know, we're also dealing with a new strain of COVID. It's more contagious, but it's not that intense. Like, you know what I mean? It's still, the vaccines are able to fight it off. And I know people got scared from that, but like this happened with the flu. You know, there's different strains of the flu. So it's a virus. So there's going to be different strains of that. So, I mean, I didn't get scared from that, but it's just unfortunate. There's a new strain, of course. You know, this new decade is just, it's wild. So, we have to, realize that, it's going to be an interesting year, and we have to be gentle with ourselves. This is a reminder to be gentle with, you know, myself too. We have to be gentle with ourselves. There's a lot happening. We just had the presidential election. We just had the Senate election, you know, I think that's how you say it. Yeah. And so, you know, we won that. And then now we got people storming the Capitol, like these Trump supporters storming the Capitol, breaching, doing a coup and all that stuff. So it's wild. So we have to be able to step back and just hug ourselves, say like, hey, you did great today. You know what I mean? And, yeah, it's wild. I'm working on being more, you know, active with this podcast. Yeah, I just wanted to go in with a new episode in 2021. And it's unfortunate. In the beginning, I had two rants, you know, and it's just like, this is life. It's human. And I just wanted to be human with you guys. But yeah, I will talk to you with you guys real soon. And happy 2021, you guys. Love y'all. Peace.